The sun wakes up every morning. It is eager to know what its sons of the soil are up to. On one such routine, in the year 1944, the sun got its golden rays happily soaked in the divine music of a 13-year-old prodigy emanating from the village of Lalgudi.
The god of energy visualized the illustrious journey, illuminating his path over 60 glorious years.
Ray after ray, shine on shine, glow over glow. No wonder his blazing music halo. It was indeed on the presiding deities of this temple at Lalgudi that the saint composer Tyagaraja composed Lalgudi Pancharatnam at the request of his disciple Sri Rama Ayyar, the great-grandfather of Sri Lalgudi Ji Jayaraman. If it rains, thank the clouds. If it blossoms, let us wonder about the roots. Sri Jayaraman was meticulously trained by his versatile father Sri Gopal Iyer, from whom he inherited the essence of Carnatic music in vocal as well as violin.
Lifetime mulka nee oru student engra nenappiliye irukkanum appadi ellam bodhichirukka.
The budding giant tasted the varying styles of the veterans of that era through radio in the Lalgudi Panchayat and was capable of imbibing the nuances into his fledgling repertoire. Sri Jayaraman started accompanying his father and other musicians in violin. The world started smelling a pleasantly different fragrance.
1948 மியூசிக் அகாடமி வந்து ஆர்ஆர் சபாவில் நடந்துட்டு இருந்தது. எனக்கு இளஞ்சலைஞருங்கிற முறையில் 3 மணிக்கு கேவி நாராயணசாமி வாய்ப்பாட்டுக்கு என்னை பக்கவாதியமாக போட்டிருந்தேன். இப்படி லால்குடியிலேருந்து ஒரு பையன் வாசிக்கிறான், என்னவோ ரொம்ப நன்னா வாசிக்கிறானாமே, அதை கேட்கணும்னு விட்டு அன்னைக்கு அந்த 3 மணி கச்சேரிக்கு ஏகப்பட்ட கூட்டம். கச்சேரி முடிஞ்ச உடனே கிளம்புறதுக்கு தயாராக இருக்கும் போது என் முதுகில் இப்படி லேசாக ஒரு தட்டு தட்டி பேஷ்பா பேஷ்பா அப்படின்னது. திரும்பி பார்த்தா ஜிஎன் பின்னுக்கிறார், நீ வந்து என்னோடய கச்சேரிக்கு வாசிக்கிறியா அப்படின்னா. பிப்ரவரி 10ஆம் தேதி உனக்கு சௌரியமா அப்படின்னு கேட்டார். எனக்கு கண்ணுக்கு கெட்டின தூரம் வரைக்கும் கச்சேரி ஒன்றும் கிடையாது, ஏதோ அகாடமியில் வந்து வாசிச்சிருக்கேன் அவ்வளோதான். உடனே பேக்கெட்லேருந்து ஒரு 10 ரூபாய் எடுத்து, இதை பாரு தப்பாக நினச்சிக்காத, நான் ஒன்றும் அட்வான்ஸ் கொண்டுறல, இதை என்னோட அட்வான்ஸாக வச்சுக்கோன்னு என்னோடய சட்ட பேக்கெட்டில் திணிச்சுட்டு தட்டி கொடுத்துட்டு போனார்.
It was indeed a defining moment in the teenage performer's life.
Critics started opening their eyes and ears to the new genre of music. But the prodigy had already started writing self-evaluation notes after each of his concerts.
The sun above was immensely delighted to hear such echoes as GNB Lalgudi, Alathur Lalgudi, Ariyakudi Lalgudi. Madhuramani Iyer Lalgudi. And so on. Each of those veterans found the promising accompanist a very able ally and an effective mirror of their own respective styles.
When you listen to only the accompanying bit, the violin bit of any audio tape, you can easily figure out for which vocalist he was accompanying.
உயர்ந்த கலையம்சங்களில் மனசை பறிகொடுத்து உருகி ரசிக்கிற தன்மை இருந்தால் அதுவாக நம்மகிட்ட வந்துடுறது.
Music Academy, where the first seed was sowed in 1948, was also the center stage of several memorable concerts involving Sri Lalgudi Jayaraman as violin accompanist.
It was here that the 23-year-old young man was specifically sought to accompany Sri Mudigundan Venkatramayyar for the Simhanandana Pallavi demonstration.
Alathur brothers, masters of Pallavi singing of that era, rejoiced in surprising the innocent-looking violinist with intricate lyre patterns on the stage and attained unbounded elation every time the latter came out with fitting repartees.
This included the duo's memorable concert in the academy during 1964 season, when the peaks accomplished by Sri Lalgudi in Sankirna Nade Pallavi were thus far unscaled.
Most appropriately, Sri Ramnath Krishnan, another expert in weaving inimitable lyre algorithms, chose to name Sri Lalgudi Jayaraman as Jalgudi Layaraman. Fertile imagination, rich concert experience, coupled with a strong urge to give original expression to the musical ideas surging in him, elevated him to the status of an illustrious solo performer. The Lalgudi Barney of bowing and fingering techniques, as also his profound gayaki style of unfurling soul-stirring raga bhavas, kriti renditions and swara prastharas started permeating the world over. No wonder rasikas were rendered awestruck to feel his violin singing. The master of the craft could also combine seamlessly with his sister Srimati Brahmanandam in violin duets. Sri Ramani and Sri Venkatraman in Veena Venu violin ensembles. The association of Sri Lalgudi Jayaraman with the Music Academy strengthened further through his solo concerts, lecture demonstrations and participation in the annual sadhas.
The fact that an Indian was setting benchmarks in handling the violin, purported to be a foreign instrument, did catch the imagination of fellow players and music lovers the world over.
Munnal Janadhipathi Radhakrishnan solvar, the tongueless instrument speaks several languages, appdinu solvar.
It is a small wonder, therefore, that Sir Yehudi Menuhin, the violin maestro, presented him with his Italian violin at the Edinburgh Music Festival in 1965. The sun was never allowed to set, as what sprung as a lilting stream in the Lalgudi village started flooding right over the global village to the nooks and corners of every continent. His son, Sri G.J.R. Krishnan, achieved the privilege of accompanying his illustrious father from a young age.
Combined with Srimati Vijayalakshmi, his daughter, the trio left the audience spellbound.
along with geographical frontiers, even musical boundaries started melting into new shapes through jugalbandis and fusions. Competing with the love and affection of millions, accolades and honors started flowing in as well. His recordings, submitted to the International Music Council Baghdad, Asian Pacific Music Rostrum, and Iraq Broadcasting Agency by All India Radio New Delhi, have been adjudged as the best and accorded the first position out of 77 entries received from the various countries during 1979.
லட்சக்கணக்கான ரசிகர்களுடைய உள்ளத்தில் லால்குடி அப்படின்னு ஒரு இடம் இருக்க அந்த அவார்டை நான் ரொம்ப பெரிய அவார்டாக கருதுறேன்.
The Varnams, Tillanas and Padavarnams created by him stand testimony to his musical acumen and would continue to be sung and danced forever.
நானே ட்ரை பண்ணி கம்போஸ் பண்ணணுங்கல உள்ளேருந்து அதை அர்ஜி பண்ணி என்னை போடு அப்படின்னு ஒரு உந்துதல் தான் இதெல்லாம் வெளியில் வருது.
He composed the lyrics and music for the operatic ballet Jaya Jaya Devi, which premiered in 1994 at Cleveland, US, and was staged to packed houses in many other cities in the United States. In October 1999, a dance drama, Pancheshwaram, tuned by Lalgudi, was staged in the UK.
Jaya Tunga Tarange Gange.
Sri Lalgudi's Sishya Parampara evolved to be a phenomenon of pride and prestige in the music world, a notable service for which the legend had shunned taking any money.
Teach பண்ணி இருக்கிறதுனால நான் குருன்னு அர்த்தம் இல்லை. அவள் ஜூனியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், நான் சீனியர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட், அவ்வளோதான். அதுக்கு இல்லையே இல்லை.
My father is always like that. He doesn't differentiate between his own children or his students because music is his life.
The Lalgudi Trust, created from his monthly emoluments bestowed as Arasavai Kalengir by the Tamil Nadu government, has engaged itself in helping worthy pupils in the field of Carnatic music.
At the behest of Jagatguru Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamigal of Kamakoti Peetham, the task of refurbishing the birth houses of the musical trinities at Tiruvarur was taken up by Sri Lalgudi Jayaraman and completed with precision thanks to liberal contributions from music lovers.
The government school in Lalgudi got its new classrooms built, an unsung contribution of the legend of keeping his birthplace close to his heart. Sizable contributions from his last concert tour of USA had gone to the deserving benefit of Shankara Netralaya.
The veteran's maiden venture to provide the music score for a feature film titled Shringaram won him the National Award for Best Music Director in 2007.
Alive, full of lilt and melody. His instrument had many, but his life has no strings attached. His bow did unleash arrows relentlessly, which poured nectar into the ears and imagination of millions, raising the bars of classical music, lifting everyone to reach it. Indeed, it is a lifetime achievement.
Music is not a thing. It is a way. Music, நீ எவ்வளோ தூரம் போக முடியுமோ நீ போகலாம், உன்னை விட இன்னொருத்தர் கொஞ்சம் அதிகமாகவே போகலாம், பட் இட் நெவர் எண்ட்ஸ். அது முடியறதே இல்லை.
அது ஒரு ஓஷன், ஒரு லைஃப் டைம் போகாது.
The sun does settle happily behind mountains and oceans every day. Its way of telling, I bow to you, my dear son. Shall we also join in saying, we bow to you, sir?